This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. You can also give us a call at 844-551-8255, and we look forward to your calls. We look forward to your messages in any way. Look, I want to jump right in because we have a ton of stuff that happened over the weekend, and I'm not talking about the Chicago killings and the murders. The reason why the NFL took a knee, right? Because all the black-on-black crime and the carnage that Rahm Emanuel allows to happen. Isn't that why they took a knee? Yeah, so we'll talk about that a little bit. The ratings, Thursday night ratings came in. I didn't do the show Friday, as you guys know, because I've been swamped. I'm truly too busy. Glad that many of you are reaching out to help, because we certainly need it. If you do want to reach out to us and volunteer in any kind of way, even if you want to throw a fundraiser together or you want to throw a couple of dollars at us, you can just go to kjradio.com. Look, what's all going on here? Tom Price resigned. We had Will and Grace that came on TV. Did anybody catch that? Maybe we should talk about that a little bit. We had Hugh Hefner died while Brett was on the mic. Shaq. My millennial was doing the show. So we had Hugh Hefner. I'll tell you my little Hugh Hefner story if you're interested. We had Dr. Seuss and all the brouhaha over Dr. Seuss. And you know what that showed? It showed what the leftists, what the NFL kneelers showed, who wouldn't dare kneel. And, or I should say, you know, talk about Obama being the issue of black-on-black crime or the reason for the black police. They wouldn't talk about the mayors of these cities, these Democrats, in some cases black Democrats. They don't talk about that. The hypocrisy of the left exposed in a kid's book. I mean, and it was blaring, glaring. Choose whichever one you want. It was so loud, you couldn't miss it. But the left missed it because they always miss it. You know, we'll talk about, you know, a lot of the things that are going on in the world that probably drive you crazy to some degree. And I mean, they do me. I wake up in the mornings, and it was funny because I talked to lots of friends over the weekend. I'm very fortunate. We have a few conversations, and we all say the same thing. The conservative people in America are reaching a point where they're no longer ready. We're not taking it anymore. And it's fun to watch. You guys finally get backbones. I'm shocked sometimes at people saying, Kevin, I'm done. They're not, call me a racist, I don't even care. You're fighting back. Good for you. Donald Trump fights on your behalf every single day. He absolutely does. Anyway, look, let's cover, what can we cover quickly? Because the first segment's always kind of short. I don't want to just use it as a setup question. Hey, I'll tell you this. One of my friends called me up. She says, Kevin, I want to do a thing on Tea Party Community. And I said, why is that? She says, because we learned that Facebook colluded with Hillary Clinton. And I went, yeah, saw that thing. We wrote a story about it. Zuckerberg met with the Hillary Clinton campaign, with Podesta. And the objective was to figure out how they could collude. Oh, they talked about Russia. I'm sure they talked about Hillary's yoga pants. And, of course, Chelsea's wedding. And, I don't know, Hillary's fitness and Fitbits and all kinds of stuff. Grandchildren? Isn't that what Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton talked about? Maybe Zuckerberg regaled Hillary with his grandchildren. You know, anyway, Hillary, back when I was a young buck and a millennial starting a Facebook, I won't pretend to know what they were talking about. Yes, I will. That's not true. I know what they were talking about. They were talking about collusion. These guys, it turns out that Facebook, who claims that the Russians were doing all this hacking, it turns out the ads that they were running were pro-Hillary ads. So now there are people that want the Justice Department to look into this. They're saying if they were running pro-Hillary ads and doing it under the guise, under the ruse, that it was the Ruskies, maybe this was a big conspiracy of the Democrats all along. Let's paint this, as if the Republicans are working with the Ruskies to up in the election. For $100,000. I mean, doesn't that sound like something that the left would do? That Hillary Clinton, that the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Donna Brazile, CNN, Barack Obama, all those crooked leftists would do? act as if we're all innocent. Look at Facebook. Barack Obama has a meeting with Zuckerberg and says, hey, listen, there might be some things going on, these people trying to mess with the election, after he's already said it's impossible to mess with the election. But then he has a meeting with Zuckerberg, says, you might take a look at this, and Zuckerberg goes, I don't think that can happen. And then he has a meeting with Podesta and Hillary Clinton and goes, you know what, maybe it did happen, I'm not sure, let's talk about it. Because Zuckerberg wants a seat at the table. He wants to feel like, didn't matter who was president, it was Barack Obama, and Zuckerberg believed in his heart of hearts, like most of these knuckleheads on the left, that Hillary Clinton was going to be the president, so he was going to have an audience with not only Barack Obama, but with Hillary Clinton. And this is feathering the stage for Zuckerberg to run for president himself, right? Because what the world needs is a rich millennial white kid to be president. We need Richie Rich as our president, because we're all going to learn so much from him. Like how to cheat conservatives, how to beat up on conservatives. So Alicia and I were having this conversation. She says, Kevin, I'm writing this post, but conservatives don't know where to go. Can I send them over to Tea Party Community? I said, yes. So the more we talked about it, I explained to her how they got us in the kill zone. Facebook. We depend on the income. They cut me off for 9 days. Facebook did. It cost me thousands of dollars. Do you think Zuckerberg cares that this brother can't buy his baby new shoes? Of course not. He doesn't care. I'm a black conservative, and I don't fit in. Well, the community guidelines is what they got me on. So then they reinstated me just a couple days ago. They reinstated me. My team says, hey, Kev, they reinstated us. But now we better go clean up all the articles that they don't like. And I said, what, you want us to delete it all? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to write? What does Facebook want? They want me to write all, cottontails and bubblegum and whatever else. Is that what they want me to write? What are you going to do? What would you do if you're making $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 a month paying your staff based on Facebook, and they come to you and say, look, we're going to cut you off for 9 days. You got to make payroll. I mean, I'm not making that kind of money on Facebook, by the way. But you got to make payroll. And they go, you need to start following the guidelines. What are the guidelines? Write nice things. Write fun things. Write things that make people smile. I do. I write about beating up on leftists. It makes a lot of people smile. No, you can't do that, Kevin. You can't do that. This is a safe space. Yeah, this is a safe space. These are snowflakes, Kev. Come on. Come on, Kev. Okay, Zuck. I'll suck up to you, man. No problem. I ain't sucking up. Look, I get it. Let me tell you, 9 days of income hurts. It absolutely does. But you know what? God is good all the time. He'll make it up. I ain't worried about him. He's got a plan for Zuck. I don't know what it is. I don't like it right now, but I got to leave it up to the good Lord. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And I learned that there's a high school football team that honored the police. They went on the field and they had a police officer. I don't know if there was like one cop per person or whatever, but they made it a point to honor the police. That's right. Winning America. See, at the pro level, we got people like Kaepernick spreading lies about the police, which is why we're making a movie for the police officers called Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. You can see the trailer. New trailer's done. We got a little tweaking to do on it, and then we're going to release it as well. And I will start giving you guys dates and locations of when you can see the film. It's actually pretty cool stuff. But I liked seeing this. Remember that we reported these 8-year-old kids taking a knee? There comes a point where people start to come of age. Now, I'm not going to do some big philosophical thing on, you know, boys to men and that kind of thing. But 8-year-olds are taking a knee because somebody tells them, hey, you need to take a knee. You're a little kid. You're a little black kid growing up. Cops oppress black folks. Take a knee. And these little boys are like, we're going to take a knee. Little black boys are asking, can we take a knee? Because they've been led to believe the lie. These are like these kids, these ISIS kids that grow up hating America. You go, why do you hate America? I don't know. My dad told me to. It's no different. We just profiled a woman who, what was it, a teacher? I forget. And she said, she essentially said the flag was toilet paper. We'll talk more about her, but I can't believe she said the flag meant no more to her than toilet paper. So anyway, these kids take a knee, eight-year-olds, by the time they get to high school, I don't know what's going on. I'm not telling you they learn some sense along the way, but somewhere you can discern and you say, you know what, that's not right. I can tell you, you know, from my own experience, I was never a leftist, never. I thank God. But I can tell you, as I look at my childhood, I can see where people would have, you know, where I could have said, you know what, I'll just go with the flow. But I didn't. I was that kid that I don't care if the entire team was going to take a knee. I wasn't going to do it. And this entire team, I don't know where they're from. Here's what I can tell you. They were from no big city. They were from nowhere where there's lots of blacks, you know, in mass. They were from a, probably some Midwestern small town who actually believes in law and order and understands that there's no white people out there trying to get, I mean, nobody significant trying to get you. No more than the normal. I can put it to you this way. There are more black people out to get me than white folks. It's just the truth. I'm not even talking about because of my politics. I'm saying just the likelihood of my death. Well, I mean, it's pretty unlikely this is going to be at the hands of a person. But the likelihood of my death, if it were at the hands of a person, is exponentially bigger if it's going to be with a black person. So, interesting to me. I want to talk about the similarities between Kaepernick and Obama. You probably thought about this, right? Both of them are half black. In the case of Obama, he's half black, half white. In the case of Kaepernick, he's half black, half Italian. You know, some people would say, well, that's white. Not really. He's half black, he's half Italian. Italian. Both guys were adopted by white families. Barack Obama's African family, or his real daddy, Frank Marshall Davis, that family didn't adopt him. So his white family did, his grandparents did. So there's a Barack Obama living with his maternal grandparents, growing up in Hawaii. Woo! Tough to do that, wouldn't it be? Right, versus the mean streets of Philly, you know, or, you know, the south side of Chicago. This Negro grew up in the lap of luxury, smoking reefer. So, both of them are half black, half something else. Both of them were adopted by whites. Both of them went on to use their blackness to capitalize on something. Now, when I say Obama used his blackness, he used it for political sake because he wasn't good at much else. Kaepernick used his blackness, probably the athletic ability of his dad, and he took that to something. They share that in common. I mean, taking blackness to the next level. And then here's what they really share in common: stoking black hate. They share that. And I will tell you, Kaepernick doesn't hold a candle to Barack Obama in stoking black hate, but he apparently likes the concept of it, and so he's dabbling at it by way of sports. But here's what they really share in common. And I've talked about it, so this isn't going to be a surprise to you, but it's a surprise to a lot of other people. What they really share in common is black guilt. That's what they share. See, let me explain these kids. These kids that are biracial, if they're not raised right to respect the other side of their family, they become black and militant. And it's a very simple reason. They feel guilty. Barack Obama feels guilty in a strange kind of way that he got privilege of being raised in a white world. He also, now in his case, he knew there was no way to make any hay from that because he has no talent. The only talent he has is being a charlatan, being a fraud. So that's what he did. In the case of Kaepernick, he got exposed to blacks who told him, you know, man, what are you? I'm black, man. No, I'm black. My mother was Italian. Okay, well, we'll claim you, but you got to be militant. He's like, well, how can I be militant when white folks have been so nice to me? I don't care. You got to be militant. Think about it. A dude named Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick. We're not talking about Jaquan Mitchell, right? This dude's name is Kaepernick, and he has to make up for it. That's the same thing Barack Obama. Barack Obama became black in order to assuage the, and it's only perceived guilt, folks. Don't think Kaepernick or Barack Obama feel any real guilt. They don't. Kaepernick talks about, I'm going to give $100,000 a month away for 10 months in order to, you know, to help these charities and showcase that what I got was, you know, by the gift of, you know, he didn't say the gift of God, but like, I'm lucky to have gotten what I got and all that. You're lucky you had white parents that adopted your monkey butt and decided they were going to do something with you. That's what he's lucky for. I know white people out there scream, oh my gosh, Kevin called Colin Kaepernick a monkey. I call people monkeys all the time. It ain't even racial. I call white people monkeys. I don't think of, I know there are people out there, Kevin, you know, this is dangerous territory. It ain't dangerous territory. I don't think of black people as monkeys, white. I think of stupid people as monkeys. And I apologize to monkeys for saying it. The stupid monkey Colin Kaepernick is so aggrieved and so ashamed, really, of his white parents, the people that raised him, because he wants to be down with the brothers. It's tough to be down when you say, I like these white folks. Steve Harvey's another example. White people made his career. They're the only ones he tolerates, but he doesn't talk about them. He doesn't talk about the myriad of black people who took advantage of him and told him he couldn't be anything, but he won't praise the white folks that actually gave him his break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So the I don't know how big it is, but news over the weekend was, you know, Tom Price resigned. And I knew it was going to happen. No surprise here. None at all. You cannot cost taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever amount of money he spent on these private planes and expect to keep your job in the Trump administration. Trump is a blue-collar billionaire. He has the big jet. People know it. If you're part of the Trump organization as a business, I'm sure he'll shuttle you around. He's done it before. As the president of the United States, he has a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers. So he's got Air Force One, which, by the way, he's already saved us money on Air Force One, and he has to use that. But as far as everybody else is concerned, you got to take a commercial airline. You are not royalty. And I love this about this guy. When I heard that Tom Price partook in lavish travel as head of HHS, that's Health and Human Services for you leftists to know nothing about government, I knew shortly thereafter that he would hear those two words that made Donald Trump famous on The Apprentice, you're fired. I know it's technically three words because it's a contraction, but you get what I'm saying. If you're going to drain the swamp, folks, your staff must set the example. We call it level setting in business. You come into a new organization, Kevin, this is your team, this is that and the other. You have a meeting, you say, guys, let me explain the ground rules. Don't know who was before me, don't know who might come after me, but I'm the man. I'm the El Jefe, the HNIC, that's the head Negro in charge. So let me explain my rules. One, you will be here on time and you will obey the three ups. Get up, show up, and follow up. That's rule number one. Rule number two, we will all respect one another. Now, I don't know your jobs yet. I'm going to figure that out. But here's what I'll tell you. I'll respect you until you no longer deserve it. And as long as you're on this team, if I hear of you bad-mouthing any team member here or abroad, you are gone. If you're on this team, you deserve it. You need to be here. Now, I'm going to make an evaluation of who is going to be here, who gets to stay. But if you make this team, you are part of this family. And I will go down. I will go to bat for you no matter what. I'll go to bat for you with my boss. I'll go to bat for you with a client. But you will earn that if you make this team. Everybody good? Those are the rules. We've level set. Those rules apply to me. If you don't deserve to be on this team, I won't badmouth you. I'll just let you go. Now, I won't do it willy-nilly. I'll say, hey, look, you're not living up to the standards of this team. Here's what we do. Here's how we perform. Blah, blah, blah. So let me give you a good example. My son's playing baseball the other day. They get up on this team 10-1. Easy, easy game. They've used one pitcher in the first inning, a pitcher in the second inning. They've used one pitcher per inning, and they've used their best pitchers. And there are rules. My son's a catcher. He can't pitch if he catches a certain amount of time. So they couldn't use. He's one of the better pitchers. Can't use him. So I go to the coach and I said, why are you taking these kids out after one inning? The first inning, the kid, they scored nothing. Second inning, he puts a kid in, they scored one run. Third inning, he puts a new kid in, they score zero runs, et cetera. And I go, why are you doing this? And he goes, well, I want all the kids to pitch. And I go, all the kids don't need to pitch. We have just enough players to play. And some of these kids just cannot play the game. They're learning the game. But he's like, no, you know, they've been bugging me to pitch. And I want to, and I go, look, I get that. But they also want to win. And they understand baseball. You know, these kids are, they send some kid, they send a group to the national baseball thing every year at Chandler National. So I go, these kids know baseball. They know who the better players are. And you're going to run out of pitchers. And pretty soon you're going to be throwing in kids that have never pitched. And you're winning. You need to put this game away, blah, blah, blah. So the coach is like, oh, you know, feel good, feel good, feel good. And what happens? In the fourth or the fifth, whatever, I think it was the fourth inning, another team comes up. They bring in a kid who's, because they're out of pitchers. They bring in a kid who's never pitched. But he wants to pitch, and they want to make him feel good. The team scores 10 runs. It ends up being 11-10. So now the team is losing, and the kids are upset. And he's telling me, well, none of these scores don't count. And it's fall ball. These scores don't count. I said, let me explain something to you, buddy. I don't know what these other kids think, but my son, the score counts. He wants to win. He understands the game. If he's not the best pitcher, get him out. If he's not the best shortstop, get him out. Let's win the game. We're all playing. It isn't like you got four kids sitting on the bench and we're saying don't play the fat kid or don't play the little girly kid that can't catch or pick up a ground ball. All the kids are playing. So you've satisfied the parents. And the parents, by the way, in the audience were mad. What are you doing, you knucklehead? Worst game ever. So they get up. There's two outs, one kid on base. I think he's on first base. My son's a potential third out. He gets up. He's got two strikes on him. He looks at me, and he says to me, Dad, I don't want to be the third out. And you know what I told him? I said, then don't be. He gets up, smacks the crap out of the ball to the fence. The guy on the base scores. Game is tied. He ends up with a double, I believe. So luckily for him, the batter coming up next is one of the better hitters. My son's also one of the better hitters. And this kid performs, boom, knocks it right up the middle. My son scores. This team erupts. You'd think they won the championship. I go over, the coaches are like, you know, what are you upset about? You know, because I've got obviously irritated because I'm keeping score. I said, I'm upset that you guys almost let this team win. And, well, it doesn't matter. I go, let me explain something to you yet again. It does matter. It doesn't matter to you that it's fall ball, that these kids all need to play, blah, blah, blah. These kids want to win over the idea that you need to placate them, and that's your lesson. I said, until you learn that lesson, I may not let my son come play again. Now, I'm off topic. But it all fits in. You know, Donald Trump is saying to Tom Price, look, you got to be a team player, but we got to win. And all these guys, almost all of Trump's staff took massive pay cuts to become part of the Trump administration. They were powerful men and women in their own right. And many of these men and women, Trump wouldn't have minded working for if the circumstances were different. If one of these guys, say, Rex Tillerson had become president, and he offered Trump VP or something, Donald Trump might have felt, you know, like, hey, this is a good thing. I'll work for Tillerson. So they're accomplished people, multimillionaires and billionaires. And each of them, Trump tasked them in their area of government to reduce the budget. And most of them have complied and done that. And then the news of Tom Price hits, where he's taking these private flights, private jets. These are not things that ordinary citizens do. And then Price comes out and says, all of my political career, I've fought for the taxpayer. It's clear to me that this is the case. I was not sensitive enough to my own concern for the taxpayer. I know as well as anyone that the American people want to know that their hard-earned dollars are being spent wisely by government officials. And then he said, I'll pay it back out of my own pay. Well, too little, too late. Said he would make amends. Write a personal check to the Treasury. Good for you, man. But who cares? The biggest mistake was this. He can't discuss our hard-earned dollars and spend them so readily. But if he were to have any chance of surviving this onslaught, the first thing he shouldn't have done is he shouldn't have apologized. Price could have said, I took the most expedient flights available with the idea that I would reimburse the taxpayers, and I have. Because you can never apologize to the left. See, I'm not telling you that there's any way out for this. Because it was done. You know, and I don't know the travel arrangement that these people make. I've never been that, you know, fortunate, or if you want to call it that, to have access to a private jet versus commercial airline. But I'll tell you this. You can't, the perception can't be that government officials are traveling better, doing better, et cetera, than other people. Trump is saying that everybody in the country, all of us, are taking a hit. Trump donates his salary. Every person that I've seen on that cabinet makes far less money, and I would venture to tell you the majority of them are donating their salaries back to the Treasury or to charities of their choice. I don't know. Good. Because you got to take the salary. Excuse me. At least that's what I'm told. So he expects everybody to, you're going to show the federal government and these, the taxpayers, that we will not succumb to what happened with the Obama administration and all these other administrations. So anyway, he shouldn't have done that. And what's the ironic part of this is Robert Mueller, Eric Holder, they did this. Countless leftists have done this sort of thing. At one point, Pelosi flew the government jet so often they practically named the airline after her. And I remember this. It was in 2007. She was found to have requested military aircraft for multitude of trips and had the gall, believe it or not, to insist on a larger plane and military escorts. Utter disregard for commercial airlines. And so Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton, he's a guy that sues a lot on our behalf, he published the documents of her travel request, and then he commented, Pelosi treats Air Force like it's her personal airline. And I remember that report. And for those who want to compare the travel of Trump's staff versus Obama, CNN actually did the work for you. And surprisingly, the fake news outlet told the truth and said Trump's administration has approved fewer military flights by cabinet members than Obama had at the same point. So Price resigned, and Donald Trump sent out a message. The private sector is better than the public sector because it costs a lot more money to fly, and that's what the point he was making. Good for him.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. And I have said to you many times, imparted this knowledge upon you, dropped it on you, that the most racist people in this country are leftists, particularly black leftists. And people have looked at me and said, Kevin, what are you talking about? And then some of them, because you've been trained, some of you say things like, well, Kevin, I mean, come on, man. You know, black people can't be racist because they don't have power. You go with all these, this nonsense that you've been told. I was told that. I got told that when I was like 10 or 11 years old. You know who told me that? My dad. My biological father. Deadbeat.
So, well, son, black people cannot be racist because we don't have power.
And I was like, what are you talking about, we don't have power? You know, if you're a black guy and you own a company, you can fire somebody. You can say, white boy, get out of here. And fire him just because he's white. Don't tell me. I knew. I didn't have any studies. I didn't go look at academic novels and whatever, these papers and whatever. I knew immediately when he said that was the most silly thing that he could have said. My father was a member of the Black Panthers for a minute until they started getting shot at. Then he decided he didn't like it. And then he was an inmate at San Quentin most of his life. And everything he learned from the sources that you would never teach your child. Crazy other blacks on the street or people from the joint. People he was in prison with. Yeah, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you, son. You know, I was in prison with Ray Ray, and here's what he told me. What did he learn that from the prison library? Man, come on. It's embarrassing for me to even tell you these it is what it is. I'm not going to be mad, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry. It was stupid stuff. It reminds me of this clip we play every now and then, this guy gets out of prison and he says, yeah, like prison habits, man, you know, like, you know, he's like, hey, man, do we know FedEx, fool? You know, stuff like that when he's looking out the window asking his roommate, do we know FedEx? Because, you know, these guys are looking like, do we know this guy before we start talking to him or whatever? Just crazy stuff. And that was the way my dad was. He would tell me that I remember he thought I stole money from my uncle, which I didn't. And my uncle was mad at me. And he walks up to me and instead of being mad, had I stolen it, he says, hey, look, I have some money. If you want me to give you this money, you can go get it. And I was like, you must be kidding. First of all, I don't steal from family. And the way to remedy it isn't to tell me, well, look, if you stole, here's the money to go pay it off. But your job would have been to say, he stole. And look here, Robert, my uncle, he stole from you, and I will never allow this to happen again. And I've read him the Riot Act. That didn't even cross this fool's mind to read me the Riot Act. He's going to bail me out. You know, I know you ran that person into that car because you were drunk. And, you know, high on methamphetamine. So here's the money to go pay for the person's car. You know? And what was so funny is my dad looks at me like, why are you mad? I'm going, because you fool don't even know how to be a father. You came here to be a father, and I'm allowing it. Okay? But you don't even have a sense to be a father. I don't even know he got really mad at me because I threatened to beat him up and he walked away. But here's the deal. There was nothing rational about what I said to him. About me saying, you honestly believe it is good parenting to come here and tell me I'll give you the money to pay back what you stole from your uncle and I'm a good daddy. God. Stupid. And see, these are the people that are raising other kids, raising families, and they're crazy. This story I want to tell you guys about, this board member of a Chicago school system, and I was talking about, you know, this is what I want to explain, how racist they are. Proudly flaunt racism with groups like Black Lives Matter, and overtly in-your-face racism that idiot white progressives happily accept. They are overjoyed to accept the, you know, okay, Black Lives Matter. Oh, well, don't all lives matter? No, fool, Black Lives Matter. Oh, okay, I get it. I get it. Yeah, it's okay. Don't be militant and mad. You know, shut up. All lives matter, you moron. Racism is taught, folks. Then it's condoned by the left. They teach kids in school Black Lives Matter. Kids taking a knee. Administrators, I wish I could take a knee. And they expect all Americans to adopt this idiotic philosophy. Then they go, well, if we just let them believe that we really care and we care even more, even though it's nonsense, it'll promote healing. Sometimes you white people crack me up. It'll promote healing. No, it won't. It'll promote more idiocy. And trust me, I've watched it happen in my lifetime. I watch black people get stupid. I'm just saying. Woo! You know, the only joy I can get out of it is I look so dang smart in comparison. I'm not that smart. I mean, you're comparing me to dummies. And they get mad at me because I'm telling the truth. Look, the stuff these people believe, only a moron. Even morons don't believe the stuff they believe. I hate to even use morons. I'm sorry, morons. Oh, man. So here's a teacher you got to know. Elgin school board member defended comments she made on her personal Facebook page supporting NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem. And equating the American flag with toilet paper. You heard what I said? Toilet paper. The post got shared online. School District U46 board member Tracy O'Neill Ellis wrote, quote, "That flag means nothing more than toilet paper to me." And that post got shared online. She also wrote she supported the players on the field, referencing President Trump's SOB comment from a few days earlier. Here's what she wrote. "And I promise you, I would take a knee at school board meetings if doing so would not be disruptive to kids and a distraction to work we need to do for them," she wrote. Nah, whatever. You ain't fooling me. She ain't got the guts to take a knee because she doesn't want to lose her job. See, Kaepernick, he doesn't either. He came back later and went, "You know, if y'all hire me back, I promise I will stand for the national anthem." You sellout. Let me tell you something. If I say I'm going to take a knee for something, you're not going to get me to stand for it. Period. If I'm for it, whatever it is, and I decide the course of action, I'm not going against it. And there's no amount of money that'll do it. Kaepernick,
look at somebody to take me, pick me up. I'll do it. Please. Massa.
But then they'll call me Uncle Tom, which, by the way, is a compliment. But still, they, you know, they think it's derogatory. But they go, "You step and fetch it, Negro." Really? I'm step and fetch it? I'm the guy that will give, has given up mega millions of dollars. I've given up mega millions. Anyway, you can bet if Obama was still president, that chick would happily take a knee and then claim to fight the power. Yeah, lose her job. Now we get to where Ellis becomes a victim. She says this in a phone interview. She says, "Hateful, mean-spirited, scary." Reactions she heard from some in the community proved her point that peaceful, if controversial, protests have many becoming unhinged. This is a woman that believes that the little hate mail she's getting is a big deal. She wasn't surprised someone leaked her original Facebook post, given, quote, "It is Facebook. It's not like I can post anything and it will have ultimate secrecy." She's trying to criticize Zuckerberg, who is all about the leftist. Flag means nothing more than toilet paper. So a couple things stand out. First, her being attacked for her views is obviously new to her. And let me explain why. Under Obama, nobody dares speak out against such leftist psychobabble. No, it's an echo chamber of ignorance. That's what I describe it as all the time. Second, it appears that Ellis expected secrecy on social media, but who does she think, quote, leaked her post? I suspect it's one of her friends who's been dying to get even. You have to think that there are plenty of people who've suffered decades of abuse at the hands of leftists like Ellis, and they want their comeuppance. Now, if you think Ellis has taken her Kaepernick moment to heart and now loves America, think again, because here's what she says. My point, because she was asked, "Did you regret making the toilet paper analogy?" And she said no. She said, "My point was to convey the message that the flag doesn't mean anything to me. I could have just said that and not used the analogy." See, I get it. Leftists hate America. And leftist blacks hate America the most. But listen to almost all these NFL thugleets, that's what I call them, and the ones who take a knee, and they say the same thing. This was not a protest against the anthem or the flag. I'm calling BS on that, folks. That's a lie. That is exactly what it is. And every time you see one of these stories, I promise you there's 50,000, if not 100,000 more, of people like this chick Ellis who hate this flag, hate this country, hate you, hate conservatism. They just got nothing but hate.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.